Here in Boston, as you might have heard, we're digging out after our first nor'easter snowstorm of 2014. We're also battling frigid temperatures. The good news? The storm brought less coastal flooding than had been expected. Different story on the other side of the Atlantic, though. The British Isles and parts of France were lashed today by the latest in a series of extreme winter storms. That meant heavy rains, fierce winds, and unusually high tides, which flooded a number of coastal towns. Flooding is often related to big storms, and these days it's a near constant worry for coastal communities all around the world. Climate change is bringing a slow but unstoppable rise in sea levels. That means trouble in ways both big and small wherever people live by the sea. In our latest look at rising tides around the world, we head back to the tiny Pacific island nation of Palau with the world's Ari Daniel.
In Palau, you're never far from the ocean. It laps at the country's 700 or so small islands, and it often comes up quickly in conversation. The people here are bonded with the sea.
I'm really proud to be Palauan because of the weather. We have a sea, really clean.
When you grow up as a young man, fishing is the most important part of your training. It's your life.
Even before you walk, you have to learn how to swim. And like my dad would just throw me out to the water. It's just part of you.
But as sustaining as it's always been, lately the sea's been getting a little too close for some Palauans.
Just before I left, during a full moon high tide, my backyard, which nestles against the ocean, flooded.
This is Palau's president, Tommy Remengezau Jr., speaking to the United Nations in September.
Mr. President, when I was a child, my backyard did not flood, and we did not have tropical storm after tropical storm pass through our Pacific islands.
President Remengezau was urging world leaders to take action, dramatic action, to fight climate change and the rise in sea level. And he's not alone in his alarm.
The tide is higher than when we first built our house over there 20 years ago. Now the tide is more than what we expected.
Rodney Ezebe is a local conservation officer. This concern about coastal flooding during some high tides is increasingly common. And with typhoons blowing through here more often than anyone can remember, Palauans like Ezebe are beginning to say something that was once unimaginable here.
I'm scared for staying close to the water.
I'm scared for staying close to the water, he says.
I might move my house on a higher area.
A lot of Palau is higher. Most of the country is more than 30 feet above sea level, well above just about every projection for sea level rise for the foreseeable future. But that higher ground is hilly and thick with jungle, which is why most Palauans live and work and grow food in the country's low-lying areas. And in any case, the shift hasn't even begun yet. The Palauan government's only in the very early stages of mounting a response to climate change. That was clear this November when the latest typhoon took a swipe at the country. These Palauan kids are playing basketball on a court by the sea. They're refugees from that storm. Their entire little island had to be evacuated, but the residents have been resettled temporarily in another coastal area that's just as vulnerable.
People have to feel responsible for making changes.
This is Congressman Marhens Madrangar. He says the government's first priority should be educating Palauans about the problem and the consequences of both action and inaction.
Otherwise, just making policy without getting the people understand what the policies are for, it slows down the process of making proper changes.
Madrangar says ultimately those changes need to include improving infrastructure, like dikes. Houses should be raised and hardened against storms. Agricultural areas have to be protected. Of course, none of that will matter in the long run if global greenhouse emissions continue to rise. Which brings things back to President Remengezau's call to world leaders.
Mr. President, our global warming doomsday is already set in stone if we fail to act.
In the face of that warning, some Palauans are starting to whisper about moving to a new country and starting over, just like the residents of a handful of other Pacific island nations. But many, like conservation officer Rodney Ezebe, say they're staying no matter what.
It's a very hard question. You know, I cannot leave Palau. I mean, this is my island. the land has to be under the water. I cannot move anywhere. I mean, I that's my...
It's a prospect that, like much of the rest of the world, leaves Esbe at a loss for words. For the world, I'm Ari Daniel, Palau.
Ari's story was supported by a grant from the Solutions Journalism Network.